Shir of Yutes Cheshvan. We're going to be covering today from Seif Choftes onwards. Okay, we're discussing the halachas of the gzeir of Shechikas HaMemonim, of the actual gzeir of Refuah. We're going to hear today some exceptions to the rule about this Issa, as we're going to see now. Siv Choftes. Mi shenok for yodoy oy ragloy. Somebody who's got his wound on his yad or on his hand or ragloy. Tzom se beyayin kidei lahamid adom. Now, apparently, if in order to prevent it from swelling, you got hurt on your hand or on your foot. In order to prevent it from swelling, you can shrink this the yad or the regal beyayin in wine kedei lahamid adom. Now you can put it in wine for it to prevent from swelling. Avoloi b'chomets, but in vinegar you're not allowed to put it. B'bnei shu chazok, because it's much stronger. V'yosh b'mishum b'ufua, because of its due to its strength. Besides the fact that it's actually preventing the swelling, it's actually also doing some refuah, and that will be also. That means that this seif basically is actually just the chazal of what we have discussed previously. The prevention from swelling is muta. However, an additional refuah is also, right? That's what we've discussed previously. Prevention is muta. If you're preventing something to happen, that is not included in the gzeira. And as we've discussed previously, the reason for that is because a person is not so bold about it, he's not so worried about it, he's not going to be so concerned, he's not going to come to actually do the actual melach of grinding. And therefore, prevention is muta. Yes?
That doesn't mean to stop bleeding from occurring.
No, it's lahamid adam is, no, it's talking about, yeah. Yeah. Sivkot Tzadik Aleph in Mishneh Berurah. Shenokfa, shenich shelo veloksa. Umayra shelo yehalo yade bazel. We're talking only in a case where the wound wasn't caused by metal. Because as we know, if the wound was caused by a hard blow from metal, we know that it's considered sakonat nefashos. And you'll be melat Michal Shabbos. V'gam lo nokfa yad v'regel al gabon. Also, as we discussed, there's the aloch of al gabon. And if it's al gabe yad or al gabe regel, it's also considered as at least a sofik pikuach nefesh, and you'd be allowed to michal Shabbos. Do you knock for al gabon osh al akol de bazel? Because in those particular cases, kvam mevur le'el b'seivov v'seiv zayin du bichlan makash eish b'sakona u'mechan enes Shabbos. That would be considered a sakona, and that would be you'd allowed to be michal Shabbos for that. In your particular case, if there's bleeding, now there's also sometimes you'd be like, I don't know if actually putting it into, I don't know, would that help if you'd put an open wound in wine? It probably wouldn't help.
Because it's not going to congeal. It's not going
to. Right. Right. It wouldn't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. But anyway, if you'd have that kind of medical ointment, which would make it prevent from bleeding, what would be the halacha then? Well, the halacha would be exactly the same. If you're preventing from bleeding, that would be okay. That would be okay. Because it's a prevention, right? Avoloi b'choymetz v'kolshkin b'yayin sorof. Similarly, also with obviously, if there's any other items that would do the same thing, the same halacha would apply. Now, there is apparently some powders which do the same thing. Is that true? There's some powders that by sprinkling some of the powder on the wound, it stops bleeding. Is that true? I don't know. That's what the poskim seem to be discussing. Right. Right. So the halacha is exactly the same. If it's just a prevention, it's okay. However, if it's medicated, and there's other medicated materials included in that powder, it would actually be also there. It would be exer of refuah. Again, obviously, only if there's no sakona. Right. The imum ma'unek, and if he's the person that is Ma'unik is more soft type of person. Ma'unik afayin loy k'mo yechemitz va'asu. For some people, they are, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain, if cotton tzadigim ma'unik she'oyr besori rach. He's a person who is more delicate, I should say, and his skin is more soft. For kol dovor shu chazak tzas koshel besori v'tzoymes ve'umrape. For that kind of person who is more delicate, the wine is also because it actually heals him as well, and therefore is included. Of Shrikas Amamonim. Right. Me, Siv Lamet. Me, Shenishmeto Perek Yodoy, Oiragloy, Mimkoimoy, Loishav Sheveno, Harbe Betsoinen. A person whose Perek Yodoy, his hand or his raglo, his foot, came out of its place. Loishav Sheveno, Harbe Betsoinen. You shouldn't rub it with cold water. Shezeu Refuoso, because that is the healing process, that is a refuah. Elo Reuchetz Kedakoy, but he. You should wash it in a regular way. If it happens to be that you're going to heal it by doing that, if it's just the healing happens, then it's okay, because all you're doing really is you're doing a rechitza, you're just washing. And if it so happens that while you're doing the rechitza, the refuah happens, then it's fine. If as long as that's not actively, it doesn't look like. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Nishmato, the Hainu Shiyotzo Etzemi Perik Shaloi, if the bone had come out from its place. Right. And come on, see if Mem Zai, but Masha Nichtov Shamba Mishnah Berurah. Right. Yeah.
So it's not to put it back.
It depends how you do it. If you're doing an action of putting it back, which is the medical type of activity that you're doing, it's also why should it be mutter? You're doing a refuah, which is also Shrikas Amamonim.
That's more
like Masakin. Masakin maybe, I don't know, yeah. Don't forget, you're doing an action of refuah. Now, if it's just washing, and by doing this action of washing, it goes back, then it's okay. Even if you, let me be clear, if the point is, even if you only washing because really you know that washing is the allowed method, it's still going to be okay. Right? Because Right. Is a sakana to a dislocated? Would you have assumed that it is a sakana?
I'm the wrong person to ask. I would be concerned. Maybe a lot of people have it. I've never, they've got kids that are popping out the whole time, and they just.
It's painful. It's kind of even worse.
That would probably be something I would do. I suffer.
Are you to
replace it? To force it back in and get the other aspect? Very good. That's why it's delicate. There are plenty of parents in the UK. Really? Because there can be occasional
conditions, and that can be definitely
used.
Right. Okay, see if Lamed Aleph. Tzipurin Shepirsho is a nail that came off. With tzitzin, what's our tzitzin? Shein kimin retzua is dakos. It's like thin type of like skin. Skin, I don't know what they're called. Skin, threads maybe. Retzua is dakos. Shepirsho ma'ira etzbaso v'tzipurin. They're around the nail, the fingernail. Impersh Rubon, Klapimalo. Now these are interesting halachas. We're going to go them quite brief because now halacha lemaaseh we're going to see soon. Impersh Rubon, Klapimalo. It depends on if Rubon, the majority, has detached already. Klapimalo. If it goes up, Klapimalo. I'm not going to define what Klapimalo means. Umitzarus osun, it causes him pain. La'asiron biyad muta, beklipoto aval also. With your hand, it's permitted. Beklipoto aval also. However, if you're using a kli to detach this, the remaining parts, that would be osum drabonon. Loi pirshon rubon, however, if the majority has not been detached, biyad poto, with your hand, it's poto aval also, it's only drabonon. Bekli chayv chatos. With the kli, it's chayv chatos. Rashi explains, klapimalo. refers to, means klape rosh ha'etzbois, going towards the head of the fingers. Rabbi Nutam pirish da'ainu klape aguf. Rabbi Nutam explained the opposite, that it goes towards the body. V'tzorich lochosh l'shnei ha'pirushim, which means basically aloch l'maisa, you just can't do it, right? So therefore I suggest that we just go through this Mishnah Berurah very, very quickly. Sivkot m'tzadikei, tzipetziporin ha'nu roi v'tziporin v'tzitzin kosa primogodim, en yodea roi v'zim ha'ayin maschel. We don't know how you exactly measure the roi. Primogodim is also a super about the roi. How do you exactly measure the roi? Majority. That's an interesting svar, which I would like to emphasize, actually. The svar over here is, because the majority has detached already, then it's as if the whole thing is detached. I want to get back to that svar in a minute, Mr. Hashem. So therefore, because in a case where there is tzar, chazal b'no goyza. V'kshu m'sirun al yidei shinui, dahainu biyotoi, then it's going to motivate to say, however, you must be careful. There's no dam coming because otherwise it's an issue of chabura. Loi pirshu rubon, hu adin dafilu loi pirshu klal potu biyad. Then the echlitosh biyad, v'nekto lashmi'ilon dafilu b'zeh also. There's the difference between kli and yad is that's the derech and that is not the derech, and therefore it's the reis of the rabbonon. Chayef chatos du todo de goizes, and lekamon b'simit shimem b'vu aloche. Right, the Shnei Pirushim, Lukach HaFilu Pirshu Rubon, also little enough Filu Biyad. Halacha Maaseh, you can't do it at all. I just want to refer to what the Poskim discuss, which is the Rav Vozner has a tshuva about, what about a tooth that's falling out? It's very negia for little, for when you have younger children. Right, the tooth which has already, basically, well, it's, I don't know if it's correct to say it's detached. I don't know how medically exactly how it works, I'm not a dentist, but obviously the tooth is loose and it's going to come off. And I have to actually take it off on Shabbos, yes or no? Interesting shayla. Rav Ozer was asked this shayla. Interesting shayla. So the svar to be mekel, which is I think a very, very serious tzad, is exactly the same because it has really already dislocated. It's detached already. It's detached already. It's just a matter of taking it out. And therefore it's going to be mutter. And that's exactly what Rav Ozer says. It's mutter to do it as long as it's safe to assume there's no blood coming out. Which I don't know when you can, but it depends a bit. Sometimes I think that it does when it's really like, when it's been loose for quite a while, and then you know it's probably sometimes maybe safe to assume no blood. I'm not sure, but you have to worry about the blood. So therefore, well, it's not. Well, it's definitely no sakana involved. It's definitely no sakana. There's no danger. So it's all about you referring to. Yeah, well, if it's true, and there's any reasons to assume that it could be a sakana, you'd be right. But I suppose the truth is not much to worry about. Okay, now comes a very interesting halacha as well. Choshesh b'shinov, somebody's got minor, and I'm emphasizing minor pain with your tooth, because I've discussed previously when it's minor toothache. Lo yigma bohem chomet v'yifloit. Now, vinegar seems to help when it comes to toothaches. Now, you're not allowed to swallow and afterwards basically spit it out, the vinegar. We'll do that because you're doing it for a fur. By taking the vinegar, you're helping, you know, ease the pain. However, if you're swallowing it, if you're actually taking the vinegar and you're swallowing it, that's fine. If that's any regular actions that you're doing, that's fine. Hachosh b'groin, if somebody's got pain in his throat, lo ya'arenu b'shemen, you're not allowed to basically, I don't know what the right word is, if you're taking it in, the oil. Oil apparently helps against sore throat. So if you're taking it in and you're again taking it out, that you wouldn't be allowed to do that. But if you're swallowing the oil, then it's fine because you're just basically drinking oil. Let's look at Sif Lamed Beis Mishnah Berurah. Chosh b'shino v'osu loyim al ein Yehudi nasis lo eizu dovol refuah v'afilu dovol shurak mishum shvus kevin shurak mechash be'alme. Aval im yesh lo tzar godol machmas hakeiv. However, if it's got a lot of pain. Because of that, he's weakened, his whole body's been weakened. As we've discussed previously, a lot of pain, it'd be muta. That's very interesting. I just want to get that very clear. That means that if you're swallowing any items that you put, the toothache is a good example, by taking this strong liquid, you'd actually ease off the pain. Now, if you're drinking it, that's fine because you're drinking it. Nobody can tell whether actually why you're doing it. However, if you're just basically using it as a mouthwash, and after you're spitting it out, that's also. Because that's muchamilze, it seems clear that you're doing it as a refuah. Right, whiskey is a haloch lamaisa. What about whiskey? You're allowed to take strong whiskey, and you know, if you have pain, toothaches, which is not that major, which wouldn't be considered that you're bedridden because of that, would you allowed to just, you know, drink whiskey or using it as a mouthwash? What would be the haloch then? Absolutely, very, very correct. Right, drinking it is fine. You let me drink it. Now the question is, well, if you, that's not so posh then. That's not so posh. And I saw that some person can say, no, actually, you actually have to drink it. You have to drink it. If you any action activity that you do within the mouth, that seems like you're doing a refuah. And right, yeah, maybe, yeah. So that is important to know. Now, what about if I'm a person that doesn't drink, which is actually the truth, I'm not a whiskey drinker, and I assume I have a toothache, would I be allowed to do that or not? Drink a whiskey to ease off the pain of that? Well, I'm not a whiskey drinker at all. I actually can't stand it. So what would be the halacha then? Would I allow to do not? Very interesting. So Rav Eliashiv was asked this question. Rav Eliashiv, what about the whiskey? That a person doesn't drink a whiskey, and Rav Eliashiv said it's no problem at all. If it's the kind of drink that people normally... Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Boim Chometz, who had in your insof, Gamkin Dinuk, I save cotton cove base. Boim Chometz, who had in your insof, Gamkin Dinuk, Chometz, any, I suppose, strong alcoholic beverages will do the same job. And the same aloha applies. Ach, Pemokim Tsa, Godul, F. Shalismach, Pian Sof, the Mutter Shoes, the Befu, Vlak, Achikach. Oit Kosav, do what in Osulitin, Alashen, Neglech, or Spiritus, these are all strong alcoholic beverages. Vesubin Chamin, the Kolz, Mucha Shul Refu, all these things is clear doing it for Refu. Imloy the Kovle, Tuvashim, it's like a Gufo. Again, if it's a Chorical Gufo, and he's bedridden because of that, that it was going to be different. The kid is kid leel b'siv yudzayin. Ein sham leel the alidei sol muta dafka alidei shinui achichay odo masik sham the im efsha b'shinui muta b'loy shinui. Well, basically, this is now the Mishnah Berurah is really what I can't say jumping the gun because we've come across that. But it's really telling us a little secret over here, that which I would like to emphasize. We've spoken about cholish yesh bezakona. We've spoken about cholish ein bezakona, and we've spoken about cholish yesh bezakona. There's no doubt about it whether a medicine is mutter or not. Because the shrikas amonim is obviously mutter by cholish yesh bezakona. Fair enough, that's clear. What about the cholish ein bezakona? And I'm defining chole on the stage higher than a meichesh. Is he now to have refuah? Yes or no? So until now, we've assumed that no, actually the gzera has been talking about him more than anybody else, right? Obviously, a chole, who is a cholikul gufoy, he's not allowed, the gzera shrikas amoni applied to him as well. Well, now there's some big news, and this is the Mishnah Berurah, he had told us that. And actually, the shorish of it is actually in the Mechaber. A chole, she'ein bo sakona, there is a big machlokes rishonim, and over here, in this particular Mishnah Berurah over here, we seem to be makil that a chole, she'ein bo sakona, the gzera of shrikas amoni doesn't apply on him. Chazal will not goyza the gzer of shrikas amonim on a chole she'em b'zakonah. He's going to ask me, well, who is he going on then? Which is a chole she'em b'zakonah, the gzer doesn't apply. Chole she'em b'zakonah, you're telling me now, also doesn't apply. So who on earth does it apply to? The answer is, he's applying for a meichesh. Only for the minor pain, only for him the gzer applies, according to Mishnah Berurah here. The truth is, I must emphasize, it's not so straightforward. The emes is that the Mechaber, if you look very carefully in the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, it says exactly the same over there. And in other places, we'll have Mekoros that the truth is it's a very wide Machlokes Rishonim. And the Mechaber seems to be making that really indeed, a Chole She'en B'Sakona, the Gzeir Shrikas Mono does not apply. However, it's a machlokes, and within the Mishnah Berurah there's stiras as well. Within the Mishnah Berurah, within Siman Shin Chof Ches, in several places he seems to contradict himself, and it's a whole shtickle Torah to be able to understand when was he actually mekel, when was he machmir. All I'm pointing out is this Mishnah Berurah that we just learned now seems to be mekel as well, and it seems to be saying that for chole. Let's just read the lines again because now we should learn to it. It's going to be a lot clearer. Is over here. Oit kosav the uadin also written al shen al neglach shpirtu subin cham the kol shuz shezay muchshur lefuah imloi the koyv lev tuva shemitzdayin kol gufoy. If his koyv lev tuva is a cholik kol gufoy, in other words shemitzdayin kol gufoy, that his whole body is in pain, it's muta k'de'el b'sif yudzayin, as we've written in sif yudzayin over there. It's mavur that is now to do the refuah. So that's what he means. Right, okay, so it's an important point to know. So we have to be aware that the Cholek al Gufoy, the Gzeir of Shchikis Hamonim, does not apply according to this particular Mishnah Berurah and this Mechaber. But I would like to, at the later stage, speak about that again in Mitzvah, but obviously not tonight. We're going to get back to that. You're not to remain the oil in your mouth, even if he later on is going to swallow the muchamels the refuah of it, because this is clear that he's doing it as a refuah. Obviously, if he spits it out later on, that makes it even worse. And some post game amateur, if you keep the oil in your mouth and you keep it there for a few, if afterwards you swallow it, that's going to be okay. Some poets can make it, so says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we're moving on straight on to Sif Lamed Gimel. Goyneach, that's very... Goyneach is somebody who's got a lot of pain. He's sighing from pain. Muta linoik cholav mebehema. He's allowed to... He's got a lot of pain. It's actually a heart type of pain. His refuah is to actually drink milk from a behema. Yeah. And he's allowed to. The mokum tzara rabbanon, because this action of drinking the milk is only the rabbanon, and because of his pain, because of his tremendous pain, chazal menor goza on this issa. V'yesh oimrim, others say sheim yesh loy. If it's not only a minor pain, I can't say minor pain, but if it's a slighter pain, then goynach, and then also it's only a type of hunger, type of pain. Also linuk behemah b'shabbos, then it's going to be otto. Also, seif kotn kuvav goynach mikev liboy. It's a heart type of pain. Shrefuosoi that his healing linuk cholav roiseach mibehemah. He has to be hot. That means that he has to drink it directly from the behema. The mokum tzara hainush the af ikke chaliva sa behema on the reise. Although chaliva, milking, is normally the reise. Mishum mefarek, because it's melocha mefarek, so told it the dosh. As we have discussed in Shimon Shunchov, mikol mokum, however, bezeh shu alidei yinika du ra kelachayat, because this is kelachayat, it's not a regular way of drinking milk, as I suppose, it's considered kelachayat. Lo yhaver rak isum drabonu v'tiru bezeh. It's only isum drabonu because it's a shinui and it's muta. Now I must emphasize the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Tov, somewhere completely different. He does point out that it's not a normal, regular type of shinui, as writing with the left hand or putting an item in the shoe when it comes to melech hazotzah, all types of other shinui. He said this is a much more distant type of shinui. It's so weird and it's so obscure to do that kind of drinking that it's a much more extreme type of shinui, and therefore it's more kolodik than other instances. It's an important point to make. Correct. Correct. Correct, because he's a goynach, he's a chole. Yeah. Ve'after came along the called chole she'en bo sakana, oimel ein yehudit ve'oseh hocha shenet lefu shaloi hulinik me'atzma. Over here, you can't ask a goy to do it. Normally, you generally ask a goy to do it for you, but over here, it won't help. He has to drink directly from the behema. It's not correct. Normally, when we find the Yishoim in the Shulchan Aruch, it implies that the first opinion is cholik on the second opinion. However, over here says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not meduik over here. The Mashmadel is v'roshon muta b'shabbos afil mishum tzar rov. Over here, Mishnah Berurah davar zeklal. He just points out there's no machloikas over here. Ve'efshal edidu afil b'yom tov also b'zeh elo din b'fnei atzmo. It's a separate din. V'yesh poskim shemichalkim in Shabbos liyom tov le'inin tzar rov. Some poskim differentiate between the latter case whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. Because of Abach ve'elira b'dalocha ke'yesh oimrim. Dalocha is like the Yesh oimrim. Also, l'inuk d'davka mishum tzar cholik tiura v'loy b'zeh. Only we got a tzar choyli, they were matir, but not in this particular instance. This is a mefarek, but he's doing kelachiyad. And as we said before, it's a very extreme type of kelachiyad, a very extreme type of shinui, and therefore it's going to be muta. B'Shabbos aval b'yom tov muta. Well, as I said previously, this is only muta because you can't ask a goy. If there would be a way of asking a goy, obviously, ideally, you should ask a goy to do it for you. But obviously, in this case over here, it's not shaykh. Now the shayla is also about expressing milk. It happens sometimes with mothers, right? They have babies. They need to express the milk. Now a I'm talking explicitly, not in an instance, in a case that the baby needs it. I'm talking about the baby doesn't need it. The baby's quite happy with that. But she feels she needs to express the milk. What's the halacha then? So let's just be very clear about it. It's also to express the milk as long as because you're doing melacha mefarek. Now, however, if you're expressing it, it has to be expressed into in type of bottle or any other item that has soap or anything like that. Because then, what happens then is that if you're not doing it for a purpose, it's rendered inedible before anything happens, and that's going to be mutter then. That's the only way to be mutter it. It has to be rendered inedible because then you're not doing the melacha mefarek. Right, but it's explicitly, I want to emphasize, it's only if the baby doesn't need it. Obviously, if the baby doesn't need it, it's a completely different shaila because, as we discussed, obviously a baby is it's a serious shaila. And right, this is actually leading on to the Sif Lamed Dalet. I should have mentioned it over there. Lo sakel isha chalov min dedeam. A woman is not allowed to be expressing milk l'soich hakoyz into a cup or l'soich kadera or into a pot. V'sanig is benosh. She's not allowed to do that. Mishneh Bura v'siv cotton kuf yud aleph v'sanig mishum mefarek because it's the melacha or mefarek.